What is meditation? In short, meditation is an act of mindfulness used to achieve a more relaxed, calm, or mindful state. What is so great about meditation is that there are many different ways in which it can be done. No one way of meditation is better than the other, as different meditations can be used for different intentions or needs. Some meditations are more active, such as walking meditations or coloring meditations, and others are more passive, such as yoga nidra or yogic sleep. This meditation is a middle ground of active and passive meditation. Focusing on kindness and forgiveness, we will take time to reflect on the ebb and flow of thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Begin by finding a space that is comfortable and free from distractions, if possible. This meditation can be done either seated or lying down, whichever is most comfortable and accessible. Take a moment to get any last movements or wiggles out of the body, eventually finding a space of stillness. Once here, begin to do a quick body scan, starting from the crown of the head and moving all the way to the toes. Notice the spaces in the body that may be holding some tension, and the spaces in the body that feel good today. Begin to relax the brows, jaw, and shoulders, and bring your awareness to the breath. Simply noticing the breath, with every inhale, find a bit of space, and with every exhale, find a bit of surrender. Drink a deep breath in through the nose and a deep exhale out the mouth. Coming into a three-part breath, inhale through the nose. One, two, three. Exhale out the nose. Three, two, one. Inhale one, two, three. Exhale three, two, one. Inhale one, two, three. Exhale three, two, one. Continue this three-part breath at your own pace, maybe even deepening the breath as you string each inhalation and exhalation together. Forgiveness can be a challenge, especially when we have been deeply wronged by someone close to us. even in situations where someone was not close to us. Wrongdoings can be challenging because sometimes they are deeply personal. Furthermore, forgiveness does not need to be given or accepted. This can be a challenging realization. However, sometimes there are instances where kindness plays a factor in forgiveness. It is only natural that we will all mess up sometimes. We are only human. Sometimes it's easy to be kind and forgiving. Think of a time in which you were able to forgive someone easily. What about that instance made it so easy to forgive? Were you simply being kind? Were you having a good day? Or was it a small mistake that was easily forgiven? Next, begin to think of a time when it was challenging to offer forgiveness, but you did anyway. Were you simply being kind? Were you having a good day? Or was it a mistake that was able to be forgiven? Lastly, begin to think of a time when you could not offer forgiveness. What was the circumstance of this situation? What made it to where you could not forgive? Is it a situation where the person cannot be forgiven? Or is it a situation that can be forgiven now that time has passed? When reflecting upon these situations and moments of forgiveness, have there been situations where you were in the other person's shoes? Have there been times in which someone offered you forgiveness due to kindness or a second chance? Take the next few moments to reflect on these instances, simply noticing how you feel emotionally and physically. Begin to deepen the breath, bringing small movements back into the body. As you come back into your space, take your time ending your meditation. Kindness and forgiveness are a lifelong practice, one in which there will be times when we play the role of the forgiver and the one to be forgiven. As you complete this meditation and continue with your day, perhaps you continue to reflect on kindness and forgiveness in your life, weaving kindness into your daily actions, routines, and habits.